This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. 3 years ago, Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood erupted in protest. After the fatal police shooting of 23-year-old Sylville Smith, tensions between police and the community culminated in the protests that made international headlines. After the smoke cleared, the neighborhood came together and got to work. Promises were made by city officials to improve police-community relations and invest more resources in the community. But what has actually materialized? Ron Smith is the editor and project manager of the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, which covers the Central City. All this week, the organization is featuring stories about the unrest, what's happened since, and what still needs to change. Smith sat down with Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about the series.
Sherman Park is one of our key neighborhoods, and we wanted to, I don't want to say mark a bad occasion, but we wanted to hear from the people who live there, because the Sherman Park unrest became a national and international story. And as such, we felt that it was our obligation to go back, and we'll continue to talk to them, but to go back and actually talk to the people who were there and ask them about what changed, if anything's changed, and what they wanted other people to know. We're here, you know, for the long distance. We're not a news organization that parachutes into a community. This is our community. So as such, we needed to be here.
There was so much national and international conversation about this story, which comes up in a few of the different conversations that you've had with local people. What are some of the stories that you're featuring inside of this series?
So we were very deliberative. We had our staff consists of 6 part-time reporters and editors, and then a cohort of 10 to 12 reporters and videographers. And this is the first time we actually worked on this for the last 3 weeks as a team. This is all that we've done. And one of the things we kept hearing is that people feel that change has not happened, right? That the ingredients that led to the unrest are still around in Milwaukee. And so we wanted just to hear why. So we've talked to faith leaders. We talked to political leaders. We talked to neighbors. We talked to basically ordinary people who do extraordinary things. But the common denominator of all of this is that they live in a community. So they are talking from their vantage point. And I don't think that their voices have always been heard. And so we wanted just to listen.
You know, as we take a step back and we look at what happened 3 years ago, there was a lot of conversation at the time and even since then about why this happened in this neighborhood. Andrea Waxman, one of your reporters, actually had a chance to sit down with a few of the people who were there, who were in the neighborhood. She spoke with them at Sherman Park. It's a coffee shop in Sherman Park, very cute name. One of the things that they talked about was really whether or not they saw this coming. And here are a few of their thoughts.
I could see that there were some things going on and something would happen, although I didn't know that would happen. I had heard things about the gas station, how the owner was, they said, mistreating kids, but I also saw that the kids were stealing things out of the store. So I could see both sides. So I knew it was a matter of time that something would happen.
I would say that I was surprised, and it may be just a function of the fact that I basically go to work, come home. When it did happen, I didn't think so much about it being a Sherman Park event, that it just happened to occur in Sherman Park, because just from a city perspective and just from a national perspective, there's so many things that are simmering, so many things that were going on. It was just it all sort of coming together. And then there was the thing, there was the inciting event that said, you know, we're tired.
I would agree that the context is more important than the specific location. The economy of Milwaukee's gotten worse for many years, going back to at least the early 80s and the Rust Belt days. A sense of hopefulness about the future, just not what you'd want it to be. So that rising sense that things weren't going well, the scene was set for people being really unhappy and acting on it a little bit.
So that was Greg Adams, Sheena Carey, and Alan Borsuk. And both Alan and Sheena, you know, they bring up something inside of that. A lot of people feel that it just happened to happen in Sherman Park. Is that something that you've heard as you've been talking to people in the community?
Yes. I don't think anyone who lives in Milwaukee that we talked to was surprised that this happened. The conditions that are in Sherman Park are indicative of conditions across the city, particularly for those people, communities of color. And we also see this played out around the nation. So, and one of the things I think that I heard from listening and watching our reporters talk to community residents is that people feel like it could happen again, that the conditions have not changed, that there's mistrust with police, and that, you know, I think a lot of times we expect easy answers. It's not easy. It's a very complicated system, and we have to keep looking for ideas to solve some of these problems, but also continuing to talk to these voices, because a lot of people we talked to at the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service had some ideas of how to fix it. So I feel like, if anything, this series has done something remarkable, is connecting these people with political leaders who can maybe help bring some of this change. They're not waiting for politicians. They're not waiting for the police department. A lot of the people we talk to are in the community on the front lines, and they are making a change every day themselves.
Well, and someone you spoke with, Sedan Smith, Seville Smith's brother, he talked about this when you had a chance to speak with him, that he was not looking for justice, but he was looking for change. Here's some audio from that conversation.
My whole thing for him is not justice for Seville. It's change for Seville. Because justice is something that's always been given to us through our amendments, so to say. And in certain constitutional rights, they're not shown to be, you know, giving us any justice. So I'd rather look for a change. So I would want the justice system to change for Seville.
You know, and I think he's talking to the point that you're making right now, that not much has changed, seemingly, from the community perspective in the last 3 years. You know, we heard that there was going to be all of this investment in different ways in the community. How much of that has materialized?
Well, that's a good question. And I know Andrea Waxman, we're going to have a story Friday dealing with that. I think that there has been change. We can often point to the Sherman Phoenix. There are some good things going on, but I think what people are saying, though, it's not enough. And 3 years is not long enough to see systemic change, and that we need to think about what is it that we are expecting. Because, again, the people in Sherman Park feel like this is a microcosm of our city, which in fact is really a microcosm of the nation. And so how do we, you know, level the educational attainment goals? What do we do with incarceration? There's so many issues that plague our communities that, you know, there's no magic bullet, that you can't expect this fairy tale ending to happen anytime soon. And that I think what I got from the series, and we will continue to report on this throughout the year. We're just not stopping with this week, but we felt it was important to mark the week, is that community residents are fed up and they really want to be part of the solution and not be trivialized or marginalized as those people from Sherman Park and the riot and this burnt up. These are people who are educated. Sherman Park's a diverse community, and I really believe that our neighbors in Sherman Park really want to get better. They want to make it better, and they're willing to work for it, but they're not willing to wait for it to happen.
Yeah. Well, and that's something that Sheena Carey, one of the people you spoke with at Sherman Park, also brought up in the immediate aftermath of what happened in Sherman Park. Here's a clip of her talking about that.
It was, what, a day or two? If you're driving down Sherman Boulevard, you saw people collectively cleaning up, helping one another. That's the Sherman Park that I know. That thing that happened, yeah, I think it was necessary, because I think people were in pain and needed to be heard, and that was the way that message got out. But you also saw the community coming together and saying, okay, let's take care of this. And they were all out there cleaning up and, you know, trying to put things right again. And for me, that's what Sherman Park is.
That was Sheena Carey talking about really how the community came together after all of this happened. You know, we're 3 years out. What have we seen change at the community level? They're not waiting for change to happen. What has happened?
I think the community is, you know, with the different groups, from young people to faith leaders to the established political establishment in those areas, they are just really forming their own best practices. They're talking to each other. They're engaging. They're working as a team. And I think, if anything else, there's a spirit of unity, that they're not going to wait for others to fix a problem that they're not invested in. The folks in Sherman Park are there because they want to be in Sherman Park. They want to live peacefully. They want to have the same opportunities as everyone else. And they know that if they can't fix it themselves, no one will.
Yeah. So, you know, this is an anniversary that I think means a lot to a lot of different people. But specifically for the Smith family, it's tough. You know, you spoke with his mother, you spoke with his brother. Here's his brother really talking about what this anniversary means to him.
It's one of the toughest days of the year for me. His birthdays, I miss him in birthdays, holidays, but this one actually hit home. The community is back up and running, and everybody's back thriving in their businesses, but my brother's still gone. So it's tough.
That was Sedan Smith, you know, talking about the anniversary of this uprising and his brother's death. What does this anniversary mean to them?
It means everything. It is really tempting in the media to you know, create this, almost the third anniversary, as a way to, you know, cover an issue. But as you heard from the mom, Mildred, and from Sedan, they lost someone. So we can talk about policy. We can talk about politicians. We can talk about police. We can talk about Sherman Phoenix. But we must never forget that lives were lost and to remember that legacy. And they're struggling like any family would to how do you move forward from that? How do you keep going? It was very hard for the mom to talk to us. We were very gracious. She was very gracious in her time. We kept that interview pretty short because we did not want to contribute to any trauma or grief. And I think that, you know, she's always going to feel this way. And the best thing that I think we can get from out of that is some progress.
Yeah. Well, Ron Smith, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect, sharing your work with us, and for this series. It's a great series.
Thank you. And I think one of the beauties of this series is that it's not just text stories. It's actually a lot about voices. So you'll hear them through audio, and you'll see them through video. So I think that's something that we feel really proud about, that we were able to offer ordinary people who do extraordinary things a platform.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ron Smith is the editor and project manager of the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. He spoke with Joy Powers. You can find more information about the series on Sherman Park at WUWM.com. There's also more audio and videos from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service at MilwaukeeNNS.org.